Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1351. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Lufur Shalema Tinuk Ben Miriam Zelda and Lufur Shalema Rufol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to a malacha ma'abed tanning. So the question comes up. We're talking about, obviously, the salt water. In other words, making salt water. So we spoke about the various different ins and outs. Two-thirds, we said even a small amount of salt water, if it's two-thirds salt and one-third water, so that you can do it. It's very strong, even a small amount. And then we said if it's less than that, so it's a small amount of water, a smaller amount of salt. It's not two-thirds salt water. Not two-thirds salt and one-third water. It's a smaller amount. So then you can make a little bit, but if you make a lot, that's also a problem. Then we said there is such a heter to put in oil before you make the mixture. That would help cool it, weaken it out, and that will be fine. But it has to be done before you make the mixture. So those are some of the various different things we've been talking about. Now the question comes up in reference to when I'm allowed to do it, when I'm allowed to make salt water right away. So the question comes up like this. And it applies to Pesach, right? It could apply to Pesach by the Seder by night. In general, we try and make, if it's going to be Shabbos, so you try and make the salt water before, right? Let's say the first Seder night or the second Seder night is Shabbos. Well, if it's the second night, so you have to be careful. You can't make it on Yom Tov for Shabbos, that you can't do. But let's say the first Seder is Friday night. Right? So Friday during the day, I make my salt water. What's the problem? But let's say I forgot. Person forgot. Now it comes, it's already Shabbos, right? And you have to make the Seder. And now I forgot to make my salt water. What do I do? Could I make salt water for the Seder? We see that there's a problem making salt water. How do I do it? What should I do? So this is where it will come up a little bit. But the question comes up is, before we get to that, we get to that question, is there a issue of doing it for the immediate meal? We spoke about, we sort of went through it a little bit. The Mishnah Berurah says, for Sudazu, for this meal, and then he says for Acheres, a different one, whatever the case is, or for a different situation, whatever the case might be, but even for a different meal. But then he says, the only thing is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that just make sure don't do it in preparation for the week. Don't make salt water for Motzi Shabbos. Fine. Okay, which would mean, obviously, but to do it for Shabbos doesn't have to be exactly for that meal. So how do we look at the fact that should it be done for right away or should it not be done for right away? So to make a long story short, I'm not going to go through all the ins and outs right now, but there is a machlekes, there's a Magen Avraham, that's brought down that says one should do it for the upcoming Suda for the meal. Even though I'm making, let's say I'm in a case in time, I make the salt water. I make a small amount, fine. And it's not two thirds salt and one third water. It's weaker. No problem. Fine. But even so, just be careful to make it for the immediate use, for the upcoming meal, and not for the, for a different meal. Let's say I want to have a shalosh shudis, right? It's still on Shabbos. I'm not doing it for during the week, so I'll make a small amount. I'll make the amount I'm allowed to, but I'm doing it for later for shalosh shudis. So the Magen Avraham says no, don't do that. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't. Really agree with that. He brings down over there in that Mishnah Berurah, also in the Sharetzi, and he brings down in the Zabir Halacha back and forth a little bit. Though he Mishnah Berurah says it's not a problem, L'chaira, to feed the Mishnah Berurah, that it would be fine as long as you're using it on Shabbos per se. As long as that's what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, not to use it for the weekday, obviously, not to make it specifically for the week, but as long as you're using it for Shabbos itself, it doesn't have to be for the immediate use. Just want to read from the Sefer Eitzah Halacha. So afilu letzorich lesuda achas ein reshai, and he's quoting the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch Rav also in general. In general, quite a number of times when the Magen Avraham says something, the Shulchan Aruch Rav also says it. That's sort of like the flow. Usually, it's not always the case, but most of the time that's the case. The asalim leach shum dover laniach v'lelechel la'alta. So he says so that's the lashon basically of the Magen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Eitzah Halacha is v'afil letzorich suda achas ein reshai, even for one meal. If you're doing it for the upcoming meal, ein reshai lases ela samach lasudia. You're only allowed to do it close to the time for the suda. In other words, I'm making a suda very shortly, whatever the case is. I don't know if you could say it's the same thing like borer, whereby you have to do in conjunction with preparations, but I'm making it very shortly, right before the meal, and that's fine. That's how you're supposed to do it, according to the Magen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch Rav. Avaloi mi suda l'suda, but don't do it for a different suda. And I'm preparing for lunch, and I'm going to make specifically now for shalosh shudas. Don't do that. But comes along the Mishaburah, and he brings down from the Mishaburah, it's also Eliyahu Rabba and other various different achrayim who the Mishaburah brings. As long as you do it for that Shabbos, you can't do it during the week. As long as you're doing it for that Shabbos, it's fine. You want to make it, in the afternoon for Shalashudis, which is in 3 hours, so you could do that according to the Mishaburah. That would be okay. So we see it is a machlokes. But again, in conjunction with when you're allowed to do it. So, if somebody wants to be machmir across the board, so they try and do it. If it's possible, you try and do it for the, for the upcoming meal. If a person can't, of course, you have the Mishaburah to rely on. So it's no problem at all. And it could be, as long as you're doing it, it's not 2/3 salt and 1/3 water. You're making a weaker amount, and a small amount and a weaker amount. So then, if it's possible to make it for the upcoming meal, if you can't, you can do it for the later meal also, or a meal that's coming up later on, Lefi the Mishnah Brura. So, just real quickly, I just want to read from the Sefer Lamites Malachas on page 9:11. Preparing salt water for the Pesach Seder, right? A person forgot, whatever the case is. Now it's Shabbos, and they have to prepare salt water for the Seder. So these halachas he brings down may be of practical importance on the night of Seder, of the night of Pesach, the night of the Seder, when a bowl of salt water is required for the Seder. We all know you have to have salt water by the Seder. If the salt water was not prepared before Yom Tif, he brings it down on Yom Tif also. Okay, bring your Yom Tif, not just on Shabbos. I was mentioning on Shabbos, he brings down also for Yom Tif. If the salt water was not prepared before Yom Tif, it may be made on Yom Tif. He brings down for one meal only. However, the solution must be less than 2 parts salt to 1 part water. Obviously, like we saw, if fresh salt water is needed for the second night Seder, it should be prepared just before the Seder will commence, not earlier in the day. I mean, that's a separate issue because you're doing that. Then it's running into questions of hachana, preparing. But again, in conjunction with how he says, he brings down, however, the solution must be, it should be done only for one meal only. Again, a small amount for the Seder. And he brings down in the back that to be for that mug of rum as much as possible, one should try and do it only for the upcoming meal. I'm sorry. He's actually saying that he quotes that from the. He's saying a different thing. What he's saying is that to make a one meal only, that's basically the small amount. We said the small amount. You can't make a large amount, so you make it just for enough for that meal. It shouldn't be 2/3. That's what we said. The solution has to be less than 2 parts salt to 1 part water. Number one. Number two. It has to be a small amount, so you make it. That's what he said. It may be made on Yom Tov for one meal only. That's a small amount. It shouldn't be a large amount. And so he brings it down like that, and then he says again in the second one, if fresh salt water is needed for the second Seder night, it should be prepared just before the Seder will commence, not earlier in the day. So that's also you have hachana. You also have even if you say it's not hachana, but you also have the chashash of the Magen Avraham to be careful for, even if it's already after tzeis, after the time or whatever the case is, even though over there it's going to be close to the Seder, but it should be as close to the Seder as possible. That's what he's trying to say over here, to be chashish for the Magen Avraham. And also, like I said, if it's before tzeis, it's you're running into a problem of hachana preparing for the next day anyways, right? In other words, one day Yom Tov, we don't prepare for the second day Yom Tov, and especially if it's Shabbos, preparing for Yom Tov and all these things you don't do. So one has to be careful in all cases to prepare, as close as possible to the Seder. And if it's the next day, like we said in the second day, to make sure, of course, it's after Tzeisa Kachavim, after nightfall, because before that, you're running into other problems of preparations and so on. And it would be good. And again, just to be careful when making the salt water, if need be, for the Seder. Again, it should be made before Yom Tov, if it's as much as possible. But when making the salt water before the Seder, just be careful not to put in the solution must be less than 2 parts salt and 1 part water. In other words, it has to be weaker than that. And a small amount, just enough for the Seder. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.